saving faith. Now, the ushers of Kirsten should have passed out a paper to you that I want to kind of go through this morning as it relates to saving faith. As we went over the sequential order on during the Bible lessons, faith moves you to calling on Jesus. Faith moves you to calling on Jesus. On the inside of your bulletin, you'll see the preached word of God, and then the person must hear and obey the word of God, and then he must believe on Jesus. And then as a result of that, as the scripture says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, our goal is to reach that top level, which says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we got to know that when we are calling on Jesus, that it's the will of the Lord for us to be saved. It's the will of Jesus for us to be saved. Now, Luke 19 and 10 clearly brings that out to us. Luke 19 and 10. Now, we're going to look at 1 through 10 just to break it down to kind of get an understanding of what we are saying when we're saying letting Jesus save us. Letting Jesus save us. Moving ourselves out of the way and letting Jesus do what he has come to do. Now, a beautiful example of this would be the outline laid out by Jesus with his interactions with a man by the name of Zacchaeus. Now, 19 and 1 and 2 says, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. In 19, 3 and 4 says, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature, meaning he was a short fellow. Okay? And verse number 4, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Now, what we see here in this particular section here is, as you have it outlined on your paper, is that Zacchaeus put forth an effort to see Jesus. You see that he put forth an effort to see Jesus. What was that effort? He realized where he was lacking, because the scripture says he was what? Of small stature. So what did he do because of his small stature? He climbed up a sycamore tree. And he climbed up a sycamore tree with a what? With a purpose. With a purpose. Jesus saw his purpose. Zacchaeus knew his purpose. This is why we tell you all the time about how the Lord knows why we do what we do. The motives, the reasoning behind it. Jesus is a discerner of thoughts and the intents. Jesus knows why you do what you're doing. Zacchaeus got up in the sycamore tree for a purpose. His purpose was to do what? To see Jesus. His purpose was to see Jesus. And as saints, we have to make sure that whatever we are engaging in, especially as it relates to our deliverance, us being saved, we have to make sure that we have the right motives. We have the right purpose. Why? Because who knows it? Jesus. Jesus knows these things. Now, in verse number 5, 19 and 5, it says, when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must do what? Abide at thy house. Now, in this particular verse is the same thing if you went over to Revelation chapter number 3. You go over to Revelation chapter number 3 and look at verse number 20, and let's see some comparison between 3 and 20, Revelation 3 and 20 and 19 and 5. Revelation 3 and 20 is one of your memory verses. that says, "Behold, I do what? I stand at the door and knock. If any man do what? Hear my voice and do what? Open the door." You see that? Hear the Lord's voice and do what? Oh, now, we compare that with Luke chapter number 19 and 5. Now, notice what did Jesus say unto Zacchaeus? He says, "Zacchaeus, do what? Make haste. Make haste and come down. For today I must abide at thy house." Every individual has to hear the voice of Jesus. We have to know that the Lord is talking to you. And we got to realize the Lord talks to us through his word. He talks to us through his word. His word give us all of the instruction that we need in order to be saved. But it is up to us that once we hear that word, we've got to actually do it. Whatever the Lord's word is telling us, we have to be a doer of it. Now, in the case of Zacchaeus, let's look at the instruction. The instruction was the what? Make haste. Make haste and come down, right? Make haste and come down. And Jesus tells him why he wants him to make haste and come down. He says, "Because today I want to abide in your house," right? That's a beautiful thing. You got to understand that, saints. When you are seeking after the Holy Ghost, the Lord is telling you something. What is he saying? Call on my name. Call on my name. Whosoever shall do what? That's what the words say. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. You have to know, why are you calling Jesus? Why are you calling Jesus? Because I want the Lord to answer me. But what do you want him to say when he answers you? That's the key. What do you want the Lord to say when he answers you? Do you want him to give you money? Do you want him to give you a new home? Do you want him to heal your body? Or what is it that you want the Lord to say to you? You got to pinpoint the most important thing that Jesus has for you. What is the most important thing Jesus had for you? Eternal life. Eternal life. Jesus say, "I am come that you might have what? Life." Jesus has eternal life for you. You got to realize, Jesus, I'm not living until I get you down on the inside of me. This thing that we doing down here, this ain't life. This ain't life. You going to a job, you making money, you eating from this table and that table, you living and laying at that bed or that home or whatever. That's not living. And I know people try to portray that. You know, you watch a lot of the videos and the things people show. This person making XYZ, making all this money, bought this big old mansion. You say, I decorated it this way. And they try to make you think they living. They living. They say, "Oh man, they sure living. They living real good." But that ain't no life. That what the Lord tried to get across to us to understand this. What does it profit you to gain all of this stuff and then lose your own soul? Jesus didn't come and die on that cross to give you stuff. He died on that cross to put you and I in a position to have eternal life. That's what Adam and Eve lost when they ate in the forbidden fruit in the garden. When they ate that fruit, Jesus told them not to eat of. The scripture says, "The day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die." So Jesus came to give me back what Adam lost. Adam gave up life. Jesus came to give me back the thing that Adam lost. What did Adam lose? He lost life. He lost that connection that he had with Jesus. So why am I seeking Jesus? What would Jesus be saying to me? When Jesus is speaking to me in his word, he's speaking things to me to help me to restore that connection that Adam lost. And I've got to understand that. Y'all got to know, when the Lord talking to me, when he says little things to me, when he shows me things that I'm not doing in his word, is he's telling me that for a reason. He's trying to let me know that this thing that I'm showing you is blocking the connection. Jesus said the Lord's hand is not short that he cannot save you. His ear is not heavy that he don't hear you. He doesn't have a hearing problem. When you say Jesus out of your mouth, everybody say Jesus. When you say that, it's not as though the Lord don't hear you. He hears you real good. But what's stopping you from getting the thing that you're looking for? Jesus said, it's your sin. But maybe you're catering to sin. Maybe you're okay with sin. Maybe you're not doing what you need to do with sin the way that the Lord wants you to do with it. What does the Lord want me to do? He said, let the wicked forsake his ways. Let the ungodly or the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts. And let him do what? Come back to Jesus. And Jesus will have mercy on him. Our God will do what? Abundantly pardon you. That's the truth, saints. So you've got to constantly search yourself and search Scripture and say, what is the Lord speaking to me? As in Zacchaeus' case, the Lord gave him two instructions. He said, make haste and then do what? Come down. Right? Make haste means get in a hurry. Don't be slothful. Huh? Get in a hurry and do what? Come down. And then the Lord tells you why he wanted him to do this. He said, because today I want to do what? Abide in your house. Now, that's something we ought to be looking to hear from the Lord. The Lord is always speaking to us in the present. He's not concerned with our past. He's concerned with giving us present instructions to take care of our future. Right? He said, make haste and come down for this day. He didn't say tomorrow. Come on, those that are waiting for the Holy Ghost, you got to say, this is the day that I can be saved, right? Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't you worry about no Tuesday and no Friday. You're going to realize the Lord is speaking to me today. He's telling me to get in a hurry, make haste, and come down. Why? Because this day I want to do what? Abide. That word abide means to live. The Lord wants to live inside of us. The Holy Ghost is Christ doing what? Living inside of us. Come on, saints, you got to have a desire for Jesus to live inside of you. That means you got to get rid of all of the stuff that's not like Jesus. You know, if the Lord don't want it, you got to get rid of it. You got to say, the Lord don't want that in this house, and this is the house I want the Lord to dwell in. If the Lord don't want it in his house, I have to have it in my mind. I don't want it in my house. Huh? My house, I'm not talking about where your address is. I'm talking about your temple, your body. Your body of flesh. Your body of flesh is where your soul dwells at. And where your soul is, that's where Jesus wants to be. Jesus wants to come in and save your soul. He wants to abide inside of your soul. Salvation wants to come and live in your soul, right? That's the truth. That's the truth, saints. And let's look at that next verse. Next verse is verse number 6. Oh, yes.
And came down and received him joyfully.
That's the decision. That's the choice that only you can make. Can't nobody make that choice for you. You're the only one that can hear from Jesus and decide to do what the Lord say. Huh? Remember, everyone needs the Lord's spokesman. Everyone needs the Lord's preacher, because the preacher declares what thus saith the Lord. That's right. He ain't no preacher if he ain't telling you what thus saith the Lord. Huh? I don't care what doctors say. I don't care what the meteorologists say. He is no kind of preacher if all he's doing is telling you what some reports say. But he should be able to go in that book and open up the Word of God and tell you what thus saith the Lord. If you sick, the Lord said he will heal you. I didn't say it. The Lord said it. The Lord said he will heal you. If you feel like you're praying and talking to the Lord and you're not getting an answer, the Lord says his ears are open to the cries of the righteous. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his trouble. In other words, you got to develop a poor mentality. You got to have a need mind frame. I need Jesus more than anything else in this world. You can't love mother, you can't love father, you can't love sister, you can't love brother, you can't love your children, you can't love riches, houses, land, you can't love any of that more than you love Jesus. Jesus said, I'm the one died for you. I'm the one that gave my life for you. You've got to love me first. More than anything else, right? You can have no other God before Jesus, right? That's the truth, saints. And who can only come up to that conclusion? Only you. The Lord's spokesman, his preacher, gives you what thus saith the Lord. You've got to do what? Hear it. You've got to hear what Jesus is saying to you. You've got to hear. That word hear just doesn't make note to the listening. It makes note to the understanding also. You've got to hear it and understand what Jesus is saying. That's what the Lord is saying. All you're getting, get an understand. Understand what Jesus is saying to you. Go through your life. Only one that can go through your life is you. Go through your life. Examine yourself. Line yourself up with the word of God. And go line by line. Jesus said, do this. Am I doing this with all of my heart? Jesus said, do that. Am I doing that with all of my heart? Simple instructions. Simple instructions given to Zacchaeus. Simple instructions given to me. He told Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. Zac, the next verse said that brother made haste and he came down. He came down and received Jesus joyfully, right? This is not a day of depression. This is not a day of sadness. This is a good day. Why? Because Jesus is talking to you. He could talk to so many other people, but he chose to talk to you, right?
Huh?
Isn't that a beautiful thing? Zacchaeus understood he was blessed. Come on, saints. Look at the scripture. Zacchaeus understood he was blessed. Why? Because there were a lot of people. Huh? Come on, if you go back up to verse number 3, verse number 3 lets you know it was a lot of people. And Zacchaeus couldn't see Jesus because of the press, because of the crowd, people pushing. And his little short self couldn't see over them, right? But what did he do? That brother said, I got to see Jesus by any means necessary. Even if I got to humble myself and climb up a tree, I got to see Jesus. Do you got that kind of seek inside of you? You got to have that kind of seek inside of you if you want to get the Lord's attention. How do I know this works? Because Jesus looked beyond all of the people and he went to that sycamore tree and spoke to that man and gave that man a simple instruction. Make haste and come down. Why? Because I want to live in your house. He didn't say that to John. He didn't say that to Peter. He didn't say that to none of the other apostles. He spoke to the person that was seeking him by any means necessary. Lord Jesus, let that be me. Oh, let that be me. Let me get your attention in such a way that when you speak directly to me, right? Huh? You ought to want the Lord to speak to you. Huh? Don't look for no word tomorrow. Ask the Lord, speak to me today. Huh? Tomorrow ain't promised to me. I got enough going on in my life today that I need to hear from the Lord. Huh? You don't see all these people walking around in fear? Huh? Masks everywhere. Gloves everywhere. People are afraid to touch and talk to one another. All because they are afraid. Don't come in my house. Speak to me through the window. Speak to me over the phone. But don't come in contact with me. That's letting you know they are afraid. I'm trying to tell you, you got to get out of all of your fears and let the Lord bless your soul. Huh? Let the Lord speak to you. Honey, move everything out the way and let the Lord touch you. He won't give you no virus. Jesus will save your soul. Huh? Jesus will deliver you from Satan, right? That's the truth. And let me know that in spite of all this stuff going on, I got to look out for the voice of Jesus. I got to be on guard to know when the Lord is speaking. And whenever he say do, you got to do it. Huh? You got to make a choice. You got to make a decision. And it's personal. Huh? It's a personal choice. Personal decision. Lord told him to do what? Make haste? and come down. That brother in the next verse said he did what he made haste. And he came down and he received Jesus. He received Jesus joyfully. Huh? That's when you seeking the Holy Ghost, you got to be glad about Jesus. This ain't no day to be sad about Jesus. You got to forget about, oh, how horrible you are and how many mistakes you made in your past. That's enough to thank the Lord for. Yes, it is. It's enough to thank the Lord. But don't let that devil get in your mind that you're unworthy. Why? Why would you say that about yourself? If you were unworthy, the Lord would have never called you. The Lord would have never spoke to you. Remember, he could have spoke to whoever he chooses to, but he chose to speak to you. That's something to thank the Lord for. When you look over the whole earth, I'm not talking just your neighborhood. I'm talking about the whole wide world. He could have talked to anybody, but he talked to you. Oh, come on, saints. He talked to you clear. Clearly, you knew it was Jesus. Because didn't nobody know the issues of your heart but Jesus. Didn't nobody know what you was going through but Jesus. He spoke to you clearly. And it's evidence that when he speaks, if you listen, he'll bless you, right? He will deliver you, right? Couldn't nobody deliver you out your mess but Jesus. You tried many times. Many times to make change in your life. But you tried to do those changes without the voice of Jesus. In other words, without the guidance of Jesus. Without the understanding of Jesus. But then as Sister Sanders used to sing that song, Lord took me and made something beautiful out of my life. Huh? Do y'all understand that? I don't care what you say. I don't care what nobody else say. The Lord took me and he made something beautiful out of my life. Why? Because he took my poor, wretched soul. I was sin sick. Come on, saints. I was infected by Adam's disease. I was sin sick. My mind was wicked. I had no peace. I had no rest. But Jesus still talked to me. He still gave me a word and said, listen, Stephen, when I speak, listen. I did what Jesus said. He said, call on me with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your strength. Focus on Jesus. I did that. And showing up, the Lord answered my prayer. Lord answered my prayer. Look beyond myself. Huh? Fellow, people be tarrying with you, breathing all on you. Look at you, look beyond all the breath. Huh? Look beyond the spit particles. I know sometimes people get behind you, they get happy. And they say, call Jesus. They don't mean to spit on you, but they're just happy. They see that you got a mind to want to be saved. And they're doing their best. Come on, saints. The saints are doing their best to keep you encouraged, to keep you motivated, to let you know that Jesus will come, to look beyond yourself, to look beyond all of Satan's attacks in your mind, to try to persuade you that you cannot be saved. You got to find the will. Yes, I can. Yes, I can, and yes, I will be saved. Not because you said it, not because she said it, but because Jesus said it. Jesus said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be. Jesus said it, right? If he said, that's enough for me. Y'all understand that? That's enough for me. That means I'm calling Jesus because Jesus said it. Huh? We say, elders cut it. They say, see you on, see Jesus on the cross. I'm trying to tell you, you're not going to be able to see Jesus. You're not going to be able to see Jesus on the cross. What they're trying to tell you to do is put your mind on Calvary. Put your mind on Calvary. Why Calvary? Don't worry about the 5,000 souls Jesus fed. Don't worry about Jesus causing Lazarus back to the life. Don't worry about the Lord causing the blind to see and the lame to walk. Take your mind to Calvary. Why? Because that's where redemption, that's where the blood was shed. The blood of Jesus was shed on Calvary. And it was shed for a purpose. It was shed for the remission, for the removal of sin. I don't care what sin you have done in your life. Drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, Jesus got the power to deliver you from your sin. Put your mind on the blood, right? Put your mind on the blood. Put your mind on the blood. And let your soul do like that song say, I see that crimson stream of blood flowing from Calvary's mountain. Now the songs say, sinners plunge. They plunge beneath that flow. The flow of what? Not the flow of somebody's spit. The flow of the blood. Let my soul get up on the blood. And let the blood cover me, right? Let the blood of Jesus cover me, right? That's right. Let the blood of Jesus cover me. Honey, when you get up under that blood, he'll wash you white as snow. Y'all understand that? He will wash you whiter than snow. Oh, your sins be red like crimson. They'll be white as wool. That's what Jesus said, right? All you got to do is come to him, right? All you got to do is come to Jesus. All you got to do is come to the Lord. Get rid of all of the stuff that tries to hinder you and realize today is my day. What is today? It's not. What is today's date? April what? Yep. It's not April 12th. You got to get that out your mind. It's not April 12th. It's not Easter. No. That ain't important to me. Today is the day of salvation. That's all I'm worried about. Y'all understand that? The Lord told Zacchaeus, today I will abide in your house. That means the calendar date didn't mean nothing. Zacchaeus' age didn't mean nothing. The weather outside didn't mean nothing. All he needed to hear is Jesus was coming in today, right? That's all he needed to hear. Was that the Lord, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is coming in. Holy Ghost will come on in today. Lord done told you in Revelation chapter number 3. He said, behold, I stand at the door. And I do what? I knock. If any man hear my voice. The voice is the word of God. All you got to do is hear his voice. And do what? Open up the door. Jesus said, I will come in, right? Lord, but I got my suit on. Don't worry about your suit. You don't understand, I got an expensive outfit on. Don't you worry about that. Don't you worry about that. You don't understand, Lord, my head is thumping. I got a headache going from one ear to the other. Don't you worry about that. The Lord said, I want to come in today. Are you going to let a headache keep Jesus out? Are you going to let a suit keep the Holy Ghost out of you? You got to have, Lord, whatever you feel like doing, Jesus. Whatever you feel like doing, Lord. Here I am. Come on in. Here I am, Lord Jesus. Come on in to me. That brother came on out that sycamore tree. He came out with haste. And he received Jesus with joy. Lord, don't want to come in no depressed house. You got to receive the Lord with joy. You got to open up that door and say, Jesus, I'm so happy that I could call on your name. Not just call you, but you heard me. You heard me when I called you. Do you know that the Lord hears you when you call him? Do you believe that? I believe it. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus hears me when I call on him, right? He ain't there. Lord ain't too busy. He knows just what I need. And when I sincerely say, Jesus, I mean, when I really, really get sincere in my mind and say, Jesus, ain't got to call them hard. I ain't got to be loud. But I got to really call them. Say, Lord, I really need you. I really need you in a special manner. Lord, say, what do you need me to do? What do you need? I need you to come on into my house. Come on in and abide in my house. Take residence in my soul, Jesus. Lord, say, if you open up the door, the Lord say, I will come in. I will come into you and I will do what's up with you. Meaning the Lord will spend some time with you. Holy Ghost don't want to be in you to fix your temporary issues. Holy Ghost wants to be in you forever. That's why you got to come up out that water walking in the newness of life. Why? To let the Lord know I'm ready to serve you, Lord. I'm ready to live for you, Jesus.
Jesus, yes.
Ready to walk and talk with you.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I'm ready for you to be my best friend.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? I'm ready for you, Jesus, to be closer to me than my mother could ever be. Y'all understand that? Yeah, you're going to lose earthly family members. You're going to lose mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, even your children. But you got to realize Jesus is closer than anybody else in this world. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, right? If you loved your mama when she's dead, you can't get no hug from her no more. You can't get no consolation from her no more. You can't get no voice from her no more. But you can hear from Jesus. Jesus can hug you real tight. Jesus can console you real tight, right? Let you know I'm still here. I still love you, right? That's a beautiful thought, isn't it? That's a beautiful thought. Yeah, you're going to lose loved ones, saints. But you better not lose Jesus. You better not throw the Lord to the side for flesh and blood. Flesh and blood is going to fail you. They're going to let you down, but Jesus, he will never let you down. Jesus will be there with you always. I'm trying to tell you, you're going to need the Lord. You're going to need the Lord on your deathbed. When the doctors come in and say, ain't nothing else we can do for you. You're going to need to have the Holy Ghost down on the end. How would you want to be on your deathbed without no Holy Ghost inside of you? You don't want to be talking off to the window, talking all up into the sky. You want to go down on the inside of yourself. Holy Ghost way down. Holy Ghost is in you. That's where the Holy Ghost want to be in you. Let you know you ain't got to be looking up in no sky to talk to no Jesus. Jesus already inside of you. When you got the Holy Ghost, you got Jesus inside of you. Forget looking up at the sky talking to Jesus. All you got to do is close your eyes. Get your mind on Jesus and just start talking to the Lord, right? That's true. Find some quiet space to block out all of the outside noise and confusion. Some people go into the park. Yeah, I did it. I used to walk the side. Sometimes I go for a walk. Say, I'm just going to, what you go for a walk for? Because I need some quiet time. I need some me and Jesus time. Yeah. And you are, that's what you're doing when you're getting down here on your knees in prayer. When we get on our knees in prayer, it's quiet time. You say, but all these folk calling Jesus, and well, you got to block all that out your mind and say, this is me and Jesus. This is me and Jesus time. I'm going, what that song say, Darren? I'm going to have a little talk with Jesus. I'm going to tell Jesus all about my troubles. Somebody beside you is doing the same thing, but it really don't matter, because I need to hear from the Lord for myself, right?
Jesus.
What you doing and what you saying, it really don't matter, because I need to hear from the Lord for myself. Zacchaeus had to forget about all these other people. Come on, all right, let's read a little bit more. I want y'all to see, I want you to clearly see and understand what be going on. I think a lot of times people think that when they hear from the Lord and it's time to make that choice, that everything going to be smooth. Everybody going to be so happy and supportive. That you got a mind to want to serve the Lord. Look at you when you was coming in here just to this church. Now, folk would think we got hundreds and hundreds of members in this place. And if they don't even realize, we abiding by their regulations. I don't want you all to think we're going against any of the rules set. Because we only got a few people. I was telling the neighbor that the other day. I said, yeah, we still have. He said, oh, y'all better be careful. I said, look, man, I'm going to tell you flat off. It ain't a whole lot of us. It's only a few of us. And you come in here, we can fit 100 and 200 something people in here. But there's only about 10 or 12 of us in here. So we are abiding by every regulation that the man has set up. Well, Scott, what would you do if we had 20 members? I tell 10 to come one time and 10 to come another. At the end of the day, I cannot close up the church. Why? Because the church is the house of the Lord. The Lord said my house should be called a house of prayer. Men ought always to pray, right? And not to faint, right? That's scripture, right? That's what the word of God says, right? And because I am the Lord's spokesman, I must declare what thus says the Lord. Whether they will believe it or whether they will not. Whether they will hear it or whether they will not. This is what Jesus said, right? And at the end of the day, what can you say to what Jesus said? Amen. Amen means it is so.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, come on. Let's read the next little section.
And when they saw it, they all murmured.
Isn't that something? Here, they were there with Jesus. All these people were there with Jesus. But when they saw the Lord single out one person and told one person, today I must abide in your house. Look at what the people started doing. They started doing what? They weren't murmuring before Jesus talked to him. But as soon as somebody was on the door of receiving the Holy Ghost, receiving Jesus in their house, that's when the haters show up. The haters and the debaters. The naysayers. Everybody got an opinion. Everybody got a thought. Everybody got a philosophy. Everybody got an idea. But what did Jesus say, right?
Yes, thank you.
That's all that matters.
All that matters. Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all understand that?
Yes.
All that matters at the end of the day is what did Jesus say? And what did he say to who? To you. Don't worry about nobody else. Everybody else got to have their own encounter. But what did the Lord say to you? Come on, let's read a little bit more. The murmurers, what'd they do?
That they all murmured saying that he was gone to be guests with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold.
Understand, Zacchaeus didn't need to say that. Because Jesus already knew who Zacchaeus was. Jesus knows everything about you. Everybody understand that? You don't have to go through and plead your case. The Lord already know everything about you. You ain't got to stand up and tell me how drunk you were last night. The Lord already knew it. And he still gave you a mind to come in here, right? He could have cut you off in your drunk state, right? But he gave you a mind to come in here, right?
Yes.
That's the truth, say. Look what that little comment I got there. He said, don't be distracted by what is happening around you or even to you. What did I just say now? Don't be distracted. What were them people murmuring doing? It was a distraction. Because did it change what the Lord had said? And all you at the end of the day, only thing what Jesus say is all that matters. Y'all understand that? Whatever the Lord say is all that matters. Because what does he want to do? He want to abide where? In my house. So at the end of the day, the only one I need to be listening to is who?
Jesus.
What you say and what you think means nothing. Y'all understand that? It means nothing. Elder Scott, that's so cold. No, it ain't cold. That's reality. Lord spoke to who? Me, numero uno. And he gave me instructions. And it's up to me to do what? Do it. So don't you be distracted by what's going on way around you. Huh? And not just around you, also to you. Huh? See, this is what they, because they were saying this about Zacchaeus, right? Jesus knows who you are and everything you've done in your life. Only you need to focus on is listening and obeying what he has told you to do, right? Look at verse number 9. Huh? Did Jesus change his message? Huh? Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation. Did Jesus repeat what the murmurers were saying? Did Jesus repeat what the haters were saying? Jesus said, today I come to do what? Save you, right? Now the question is, are you going to let the Lord do it? Are you going to move yourself out of the way and let the Lord do what he said he came to do? Luke 19 and 10, famous scripture. One of y'all memory verses. For the Son of Man has come to do what? Seek. You were out there deep in sin. One scripture calls it gross darkness. But the Lord came to do what? Seek you out. He came to do what? Seek and to do what? Save you. Now the question is, are you going to let the Lord do what he came to do? The Lord have given you instructions in his word, giving you guidance as to what you need to do in order to be saved. And the only thing you can do is just say, yes, Lord. Lord told you to repent. Just say, yes, Lord. Huh? Well, Lord, I ain't going to. Then your friends may come up around you and say, you doing all that stuff. You ain't going to be able to hang out with me no more. Yes, Lord. Huh? You going to be all by yourself. Yes, Lord. Huh? Huh? You just sorry and you weak. I ain't never seen nobody so weak minded that they can't think for themselves. They let some man tell them what to do. Yes, Lord. Huh? That's all you got to do is say yes to the Lord. Because at the end of the day, who's the one talking to you? The Lord is talking to me and he's telling me he come to live inside of my soul, right? And I ain't going to let you stop that from happening. Last I checked, you ain't got no Holy Ghost, right? So you the last one I need to be listening to. I know what I'm trying to get, which is Christ in me. And the one talking to me ain't got no Holy Ghost. So you the last one I need to listen to. Yet they got so many opinions to tell you about a book they do not even read. They don't even read it, nor do they believe in it. Because if you believed in it, you'll do what it says for you to do. Huh? You'll do it. Now those that do it will tell you, keep running for your life. Huh? Don't be discouraged. Thank Jesus, you got a mind to be saved. Huh? You might come in here all down, oh, do you understand what's going on? This is happening. But the saints will say, the Lord knows just what you're going through. Thank Jesus that you have a mind. Y'all understand that? An M-I-N-D. A mind to be saved. I didn't say no money. I didn't say no shoes on your feet. I said, thank Jesus you got a what? Because that's all you need. You can have, you can be broke. Y'all understand that? You can have an incurable disease. Death could be your allotment next week. But as long as you can move, you can be saved. As long as you can open up your mouth and say, Jesus, you can be saved, right? Now, why would you let a devil that can't be saved discourage you and distract you? I'm sorry. That's just reality. You listening to people that do not do what the word says. When it comes down to this virus, folk that don't do the word, they're going to tell you everything. And they got all kind of ideas and all kind of opinions. You say, we just going in the service to praise the Lord. Now, you all know how you felt this morning. That song of praise said, what is the highest praise? Hallelujah. Right. Hallelujah. Praise him in the morning. Yes. Praise him in the evening. Mm-hmm. Praise him when the sun go down. Right. Y'all say, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Now, what if you let the scientists, the president, the mayor, Jesus, the police... your family tell you you shouldn't have been here this morning, you would have missed that praise. And who would you be able to blame? Nobody but yourself. Because you see, it don't stop the Lord from coming in our midst. He moved from heart to heart. If you ain't feel Jesus, something wrong with you. I felt Jesus for myself. That let me know that the Lord is pleased with this, right? But I'm trying to tell you, those that are on the outside, they're not going to understand it. You're going to tell them, say, we had a beautiful service today. Y'all did what? Yeah, we had a beautiful service today in Jesus. Ain't no reason why y'all should have been in there. I don't know who your pastor is. I don't know who he think he is. Disobeying the law like that? I ain't disobeying no law. You tell them off. How many folks we got in it? We still abide by the law. The president got more in this press conference than we got in here praising Jesus. They're right. Say, that lets you know you better stop going by what people tell you. It's more folk walking in Walmart right now than is in here praising the Lord. Now, where would you rather be? Ain't no life in Walmart. Ain't no salvation in Walmart. Ain't nothing but a bunch of earthly goods. And you get all that stuff and you'll still be lost. But you come in here and get Jesus, you can die tonight with the Holy Ghost. To be absent from the body is to be present with the body. Do y'all believe? I believe that thing. I'm a believer. That's what the word say, right? So if I die, let me die. Let me die in the army of the Lord. Let me die saying I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. That's what I wanted to be saying. I kept the faith. I held on. I ran this race with everything inside of me. Henceforth, because I did this, there's laid up for me a what? A crown of righteousness. Which the who? The Lord, the righteous judge, will give me at that day, not just to me only, but all of those that do what? Love his appearance. Now, if you in your sin, you're not going to be loving to see Jesus. Revelation 1 talk about people that was in their sin. When they saw Jesus, the scripture said they was running. Them whole, he coming with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Said, oh, there was weeping and gnashing of teeth, right? Folks tried to run into the caves, to hide. The cave said, get out. We want to be saved from the wrath of God too, right? Try to run into the sea. Sea going to be on fire. It's going to be boiling, right? Let me go hide up in the sycamore tree. You're going to burn up in the sycamore tree then. You better have your soul in the ark of safety before. You don't want to be on this side. When Jesus comes on the cloud, you want to be riding with him. That where the bride going to be at. When they say, behold, he cometh with cloud, on a cloud, and every eye. That means the bride is with him. Every eye shall see him. Not just him, but his bride. Those that have stuck with Jesus. Stuck to him to how long? Till death. How long are you supposed to be married? How long are you supposed to be married? Till death. You mean you got to stick with Jesus till death, right? till you stop breathing, right? That's when you can say you finished the vow. That's the truth. That's the only time Sister Scudder can look and say, I'm going to choose somebody else. Until then, she's a scudder. She just got to be a scudder, for richer or for worse. in sickness and in health, right? She got to be a scudder, right? Folks say, that's an ugly name. I can't stand that name. She's stuck with it, right? She's stuck with it. Stuck with it until Stephen stops breathing. And when Stephen stops breathing, then she can look at somebody else. She could look at somebody else then because she's honored her vow. Lord says, till death separates us, right? And when I die, that's when we are separated, right? Then she can lawfully look for another. But until then, her eyes should behold only one. I am the apple of her eye. Right? That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. You got to take it for what it's worth, right? I'm not 6 foot nothing, and I ain't got no six pack. But you got to take it for what it's worth. You got to take it for what it's worth. You chose me, right? You said I will, then do it. Right? And that's true in the natural. What about the spiritual? What about our relationship with Jesus? Well, you said I will, Lord, then do it, right? I will, Lord. I'm willing to do this, Lord, then do it. Don't back up from, well, Lord, you understand it's too hard. Do it. Huh?
Right.
Marriage is hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard work, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think your relationship going to be with Jesus? It's hard work.
Yeah.
You're married to somebody that's not going to bend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
my
God. You're married to somebody that's not going to compromise.
Jesus. Right.
Yeah.
You're married to somebody that when he tells you to do something, you got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care how tired you are. I don't care how sick you are. Jesus gave you an instruction. And you got to do what he say do, right? And you better not give him no backlift. Because you married to somebody that can beat you. Jesus said, I will chastise you. Whom I love, I chasten, right? I will beat you into shape, right? y'all thought this marriage was going to be easy. It requires a denial of yourself. Y'all understand that? It requires a denial of yourself. Not my will. That's what the marriage looks like. And that's the way. That's the only way it's going to work. The minute you start telling Jesus your ideas, the Lord gives you a deaf ear. Because he tells you, you don't know the path that you're supposed to take. I'm your husband. I am your leader. Huh? Wherever I go, you follow. Huh? This is not a debate, right? Isn't this a beautiful thing? But what's the beauty of doing it the way Jesus say do it? Wherever he go, you gonna go. And he ain't in hell. Huh? Now you go out there and you marry that thing called Satan, you gonna spend eternity with him. But if you marry Jesus, you'll be right where Jesus is.
Right.
With Jesus. So said it walls like jasper.
Yeah, yeah.
The sea is like glass. That's where you want to be at, right? You ain't got to close no gates no more. No more dogs. No more thieves. No more whoremongers. No more murderers. That's where Jesus is at, saints. So it's best to just bite your tongue and just let Jesus lead you, all right? As Mother Wilson said, she said, he's a mighty good leader. In other words, he know what he's doing. He's a mighty good leader. Just let the Lord do what leads you and guide you all the way. Right? Trust y'all got something out the word. Now, I had a whole lot that more I can say, but I thank the Lord I gave you all the lessons. I gave you my thoughts. So that all you have to do is just take it. And take it for what it's worth. Folks, stop looking at today's date. Stop looking at these things that are on the calendar trying to get your mind and your attention. And realize what is the most important thing about today. Today is the day of what? Salvation. And what did the Lord say? Today, I want to abide where? In whose house? Now the question is, are you going to open up the door? Don't look through the peephole. You know who it is. Don't ask who is it. You already know who it is. Just open up the door and let the Lord come on the inside. Say, all right, church, you got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you